Dr. Lecter.
Hello, Clarice.
Little Jimmy Francis is waiting outside to see you. He won't tell me why, sir, but I think he pooped his pants again.
Send him in, Clarice.
Jimmy, Dr. Lecter will see you now.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hi, Dr. Lecter.
Come closer, Jimmy. Closer. Closer.
All right.
You had scrambled eggs and toaster bread. The sausage didn't taste right, but you ate it anyway, didn't you, Jimmy? Citric acid never did agree with you, but you never learn. And your mother always gives you a half a bear claw, but not today.
You smell a lot, Dr. Lecter. But why don't you try pointing that German Shepherd-like schnauzer on yourself? And maybe you stink, too.
You know what you smell like to me, Jimmy? You smell like you pooped. Bad nutrition's given you a nervous stomach, but you're nothing more than a clincher, are you, Jimmy? Scared to drop your tough skins in a crowded bathroom of older boys, and that lump in your pants you try so desperately to hide, pure mud pickle. What does your father do, Jimmy? Is he a German porn director? Does he stink of the lamb? And oh, how you sit so gingerly, all those sticky dumplings in the back of your drawers, when all you can think about is taking a bath, taking it anywhere, taking it even in the MPR.
Can I go home now, Dr. Lecter?
No, you will listen now. Knowing you were in clinical terms a poopy pants, I took the liberty of asking your mother for a fresh pair of underpants. I've kept them here in your case file. With them, I've attached one warm, damp washcloth and one fluffy, dry towel I snuck from a Hilton Express in Marion, Ohio. You will change now and then spray your crotch in your pants with two squirts of Febreze. None of your classmates have to be the wiser. Now you change your pants now, Jimmy Francis. Fly, fly, fly.
Thanks, Dr. Lecter.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Bye, Miss Darling.
Dr. Lecter, Nurse Chilton, she'd like a moment of your time, sir.
No, it just won't do. Quick pro quo, Clarice. You ask something of me, I ask something of you.
Go ahead, Doctor.
If you get rid of Nurse Chilton for me, Miss Darling, might I treat you to lunch today? I heard they're serving fish nuggets on the tray with a side of mixed vegetables and a nice pear half.
Throw in an orange drink, Doctor?
Of course.
All right, Doctor. I'll see what I can do. Oh, and I guess that makes Charlie Tompkins your next appointment, sir.
Fine. Send him in, Clarice.
Go on in, Charlie. Hi, Dr. Lecter.
Hello, Charlie. Sit. You're nearly ready to leave us now, aren't you, Charlie? Sixth grade already, oh, how the time flies. Pity about that double titty twister in the fifth grade in gym class. Toughened your nipples, didn't it?
Yeah, sort of.
You're getting ready for middle school, aren't you, Charlie? Tell me, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I think I want to be a basketball player, sir.
Well, that's just stupid. I won't waste any more of your time, Charlie. That awful mother of yours has wasted enough already, filling your head with fantasies, all the while telling you you can be whatever you want to be, Charlie, if you put your mind to it. Cut a man from the junior high basketball team and he joins the school band. Tell me, Charlie, what instrument will your mother have you play when your little boy is on the slab?
I don't have to listen to this, sir. I'm leaving.
5'2", 190 pounds, white male with no discernible leaping ability. You shoot with both hands and you run like a girl. Your father said he was a basketball star in high school, but probably lied. As for your mother, she claimed to sleep with Charles Barkley during a road trip to Minneapolis in 92, but it's clear your father's the one that slipped in the game winner before the shot clock, isn't he? You won't play basketball for a living, son. Hell, I'd bet $50 of my own money Miss Starling would beat you 21-4 right now.
Okay, well, what about being an actor, sir?
What do we do when we see celebrities and their lavish lifestyles, Charlie?
We dress up like them in mommy's clothes.
No, we covet. And how do we covet, Charlie?
By building statues of the cast members of Dawson's Creek in our backyard, each made of sheet metal, chicken wire, and aluminum foil?
No, we covet by watching celebrities every day. Turn off entertainment tonight, Charlie. Quit watching Extra. Pat O'Brien sucks anyway. Start thinking of an honorable profession, boy. A teacher, an accountant, a lumberjack. And maybe someday you'll not look like you were hit in the face with a shovel, allowing you to pursue your dream as an actor. And who knows, perhaps someday you'll wake up and be 7'2" tall and or black, and you can pursue those hoop dreams of yours. But in the meantime, son, put down the Xbox for one damn afternoon and read a book, for the love of God. Have a plan, Charlie.
Gosh, haven't you ever had a dream, Dr. Lecter?
All I want is a view and an office far from Nurse Chilton, a tree or some water, a place to hang my student evaluation reports. Oh, I know they'll never let me out of here, Charlie. I signed an airtight 12-year contract with a no-compete clause. But in the meantime, a view would help me help you.
Okay, Dr. Lecter, I'll try it your way.
Here, Charlie, I've prepared a wonderful curriculum for you for next year. Take it home, see if it suits you. Now you fly away, Charlie Tompkins. Fly, fly, fly.
We'll see you, Charlie.
See you, Miss Darling.
Dr. Lecter, you're ready for lunch now, sir?
Yes, I believe I hear soggy French fries calling my name. Oh, and Miss Darling.
Yes, Dr. Lecter.
Love your suit.